They say it takes two to tango, but only one can lead. Tonight we find out what unbeaten team will remain in the GTC East as they go head-to-head to see who takes the driver's seat in the East Division of the Greater Thumb Conference. It's the Sandusky Redskins traveling north on a coming home night in Harbor Beach, Michigan. Good evening. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And to the right of me, as always, is the one and only John Mooney.
Well, Clark, you know the old saying, dance with the one that brought you here. And believe me, both teams are here because of defense. Tonight should be a dandy, and I'm glad to be here.
I believe it goes, what, luck be a lady tonight. And the microphones for us have been silent for the past 10 days in the WLEW Sports Network, but tonight ends the drought, and we are in for a treat tonight. Sandusky enters tonight's game, winning their last five straight games, and Harbor Beach winning six of their last seven. The winner this evening will sit alone in first place of the GTC East, a position either team does not mind being lonely in.
Statistically, both teams are mirror images of each other. Scoring, defense, they're very similar when reviewing what they did against common opponents. And I'm thinking like Brown City and also Ubley.
Coming up on Sports Radio 102.1, we'll break down the game ahead of us, take a look at a few key matchups, and have a few laughs along the way. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
Tonight's presentation of WLEW Sports, Sandusky at Harbor Beach, is being presented by DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, never gives you gas like Kohler's, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948, K&S Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach, and Graf of Sandusky. Cellular and internet services for this broadcast are provided by the Blazing speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE network, the Talk of the Thumb. One blank there for a second there, John. As this game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated, all rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any form, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated and WLEW Sports, is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight as the Sandusky Redskins travel north to the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan on a coming home night. It's a packed gymnasium here in Harbor Beach as the JV squads just having too much fun, and they decided to go to extra innings here, all tied up at 48 apiece at the end of regulation. Of course, John, anywhere you go, it seems like you draw overtime to your liking.
I don't know what it is. This is just uncanny. It wasn't like this last year, the year before that, but this year, I guess it's my turn.
Well, one out of four ain't bad, I guess, for us broadcasting. Aside from tonight's Sandusky and Harbor Beach game in the East, we have plenty of other big matchups going across the entire Greater Thumb Conference. Brown City hosts Marlette in the Greater Thumb East Division. Lakers is at Reese in the West, and Cass City is at USA. And Vassar is in non-conference play tonight, hosting the Flint Academy of the West.
The Flint Academy of the West.
Uh-huh.
When did they come into existence?
I'm not quite sure. It sounds like a Wizard of Oz character more than anything. North Huron is at Deckerville, and Caseville is at Kingston. Mayville is at Peck. And the Bulldogs of Owen Gage are at somewhere in between Carsonville and Port Sandilac. Your thoughts on some matchups from tonight, John?
Well, Cass City, USA. USA has been on a downswing right now.
I was surprised by that score with the USA Saginaw Bell game.
Yes, that was a little bit of a surprise. We looked at the box scores, and we found out that it was Mr. Williamson that had high double figures. Aaron Sines, who I really appreciate his play, he was held under double figures, and you kind of wonder what happened. But USA, if they're going to find themselves, it has to be tonight against the Cass City Redhawks.
When you look at these standings in the Greater Thumb Conference, it's surprising to say the least. I don't think anyone – I mean, it's still surprising to hear the Bad Axe being in the top slot by themselves, undefeated in the West. And I watched them against Vassar. That was today's Friday on Wednesday. And it was complete domination by the Hatchets from the opening tip to the final second.
They've gone through the West, every team now, at least one time. Now it's on the backside. Believe me, if you know Coach Krug, he's going to go ahead and say, the old cliche, we're going to take them one at a time. And he's probably going to have his players reciting the same thing.
Are coaches paid to say that?
I think it comes out in a book, Coaches Cliches for Dummies or something like that.
But tradition, strong program. We always call that the Mark D'Antonio rules of an interview. When I was working for the Spartan Radio Network with Will Tiemann and George Blaha, we always laughed. We'd interview Mark D'Antonio every week, during the week, before the game, and after the game. The pregame interview was always the same, just insert new team, different player's name, that was about it. Postgame shows, same thing, and the midweek one, same exact interview.
Now the real question is, did anyone that was doing the interviewing, did they learn anything? I mean, were there any tidbits of information?
Oh, off the record, of course.
Yeah,
all the information is said before the mics are turned on. All of a sudden, oh, hold on. The tally light is on. We got to be quiet here and defeat the whole purpose. That's the whole issue with ESPN these days and the mothership. It's just ratings drive everything, and it just drives me nuts. But when you look at the East standings, Harbor Beach and Sandusky tied at 4-0, and that will obviously change tonight in first place. Marlette and Brown City are tied for third at 2-2. Ubley at fifth position with a record of 1-4 in the East. And Memphis brings up the rear at 0-5. In the West, Bad Axe at 5-0. Reese is at 3-1. And second place, USA in third at 2-2. A game back